Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it's going to be mainly sunny, a few clouds here and there, slight chance for maybe some shower activity later on, and we'll have a high around 83 degrees. Right now, the temperature in Kenosha is 67. It's 72 in Burlington, Milwaukee 71, 68 degrees in Racine. Federal Emergency Management Agency representatives are going to be out and about touring the flood damage around southeast Wisconsin today, and they'll be here as long as it takes, along with state officials. Governor Walker, of course, asking for the agency's assistance after the disastrous flooding that damaged Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The tours on the damage will involve six teams from FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management officials. In Burlington, the Community Fund is going to be offering grants of up to $10,000 to folks whose homes and personal property were damaged by the flooding. The fund is finalizing the application process, and with the grant available to be downloaded on its website, burlingtoncommunityfund.com. They'll be processed by an independent accounting firm. Damage claims will also be verified for grant allocations. There's a grant processing event coming up at the Veterans Terrace in Burlington this Saturday, August the 5th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Burlington Community Fund has issued close to $275,000 in cash and in-kind donations to nonprofit community groups since 2012, most recently pledging $100,000 to the maintenance fund for the new Burlington Community Pool. A load shifted yesterday and it caused a semi-trailer to tip over at the intersection of Highways 31 and 11 late in the morning. It tied up traffic for hours, pretty much the rest of the day. Mount Pleasant Police said the driver was heading north on 31, trying to go west onto 11. The load shifted inside, the trailer then tipped, but the cab stayed upright. The owner of the semi was cited by the State Patrol for having an unsecured load. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board had a special meeting late yesterday evening and approved several changes to the Village's sex offender residency ordinance. Attorney Sam Hall said one area for concern, the original domicile provision, that required any sex offender living in the Village to have been a Village resident before being convicted of an offense.
Well, domicile provision is something that many communities have, but it is a provision of ordinances that have attracted a significant amount of litigation, and we believe that there is significant risk in continuing to maintain that provision. And so as such, we've recommended that the original domicile provision be removed within the amended ordinance.
He also recommended the buffer zone around protected areas like schools and playgrounds be reduced from 2,500 feet to 1,250 feet, while noting many communities are reducing that down to 750 feet. In Caledonia, the Village's Legislative Licensing Committee, they recommended changes to the sex offender residency ordinances, just like in other municipalities. Caledonia's attorney, Elaine Ekus, mentioned reducing the safety zone distance from the current 2,500 feet down to 1,500 feet, creation of an appeals board, and language affecting what is called the domicile restriction.
There are exceptions to the original domicile restriction that are further down in the ordinance. As well as that you can apply to obtain an exemption from the original domicile restriction from your appeals board. So your original domicile restriction can go away if a person qualifies for an exception written in your ordinance or they obtain an exemption from your appeals board.
An offender's ability to live with a parent, spouse, or adult child residing in the Village at least 2 years proposed to be an appeals board decision. But Detective Melissa Stardy noted that she would have a lengthy investigation each time, and the current exemption, she said, is working.
This has been in our ordinance since 2008. It's actually worked. If we're trying to make something that is defensible, I think taking out all the exceptions like that, it's really difficult, and I understand that I'm saying that after I told you my concern is people being forced to live with their spouse or parents or kids that they don't really want to do.
Taking the buffer for the child safety zone to 1,500 feet creates 37% of the Village as potential housing for sex offenders versus now just under 20%. The recommended changes go to the full Village Board next week with the notation that other changes may be coming as more court case rulings are made, challenging the restrictions that many communities implemented just to keep sex offenders out completely. And in Kenosha Circuit Court, Pleasant Prairie resident Christopher Bohatkowitz pleads guilty to 11 felony counts of capturing an intimate representation without consent, 16 of possessing child pornography, and 17 felony counts of capturing an image of nudity. all that could lead to potentially his spending the rest of his life in prison. He's 44 years old, is scheduled for sentencing October 2nd with Judge Bruce Schrader. Bohatkiewicz admitted placing hidden video cameras shaped like pens in the women's restroom of a bar last fall. He worked there and other businesses as a DJ with his company, Wildfire Entertainment. Police investigators then searched his home, additionally found video CDs with graphic child pornography. National Night Out activity is going to take center stage in many communities all across the country, including a number in this area. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
The kickoff for National Night Out activities in Racine takes place this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the 1500 block of North Wisconsin Avenue between Kewaunee and St. Patrick Streets. Representatives of state and local governments, police and other public safety agencies, Racine Neighborhood Watch, and McGruff the Crime Dog will be on hand. Then activities will get underway across the city as people give neighborhood crime and drugs a going-away party. In Mount Pleasant, activities are being held at the COP House on Mead Street. There will be National Night Out activities in Kenosha as well. Gatherings are being held at the Boys and Girls Club, Wesley United Methodist Church, Lincoln Park, Lord of Life Church, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The Twin Lakes Police Department is also holding a National Night Out event. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Burlington Common Council going to meet tonight at 6:30. It's still listed as the Council Chambers. It's in the building that also houses the police department, where the water from the recent flooding caused significant damage, including to the phones and computer capabilities. The last meeting, right after the flooding occurred, held at the fire station, where temporary police operations were initially set up. The Committee of the Whole tonight to include a status report on the post-flood response, an update on a lease agreement for the Senior Center at 587 East State Street, and an ordinance regarding noise to replace outdated language, the result of neighbor complaints regarding noise and light pollution from the Nestle plant. The regular business meeting that follows Committee of the Whole of the Burlington Council, that's listed as a closed session to discuss Consolidated Dispatch. And Kenosha's Public Works Committee had questions about the county's proposed lakefront extension of Wi-Fi by placing required equipment atop poles and buildings between the Anderson Art Center on the south to Carthage College on the north. Alderman G. John Ruffalo claiming lack of knowledge about the placement of equipment atop poles, not happy about using new costly decorative poles approved for downtown revitalization.
$7,000 decorative pole. Just approved very expensive poles for the downtown area. $350,000 for the poles. Now we're just going to put repeaters on there. And we just had one of the cell phone companies, not long ago, right? Maybe a month ago. And we're saying, hey, no, we don't want those on our poles. But yeah, now, to have this, don't you have an access point on the museum? Don't you have one at City Hall, too?
Sean Smith, the county's assistant director for information technology, said at no point did he ever suggest that poles would not be needed for the equipment. The panel voted to defer action pending more information about mounting more equipment in 13 areas. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section and throughout the day at WRJN News. We'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.